Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode, or the 700th episode of the On Fire B2B podcast. And you know the drill. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And let's get to it. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Sean Richards. I am a business consultant with Blue Sky Business Consulting. And I absolutely love working with teams and with leaders to help them become better leaders of teams.
Awesome, Sean. Question number two. What is the best thing about working in the B2B industry?
The B2B industry is great because you've got people that are passionate. You've got people that are excited about their businesses. You've got people that are excited to see progress, to see accomplishment. They want to succeed. There is something very energetic when I sit down with a client and I'm working with a client or a team and seeing the energy, whatever their service or product may be, the energy and the enthusiasm that they have is contagious and it makes me more excited to work with them. I absolutely love working in the B2B space.
Outstanding, Sean. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that basically using testimonials from customers really helps increase conversions. What are your thoughts?
I agree. It's, at least from my perspective, it is a lot easier to let other people sell my services than me having to try and sell them. And to be able to use something that a client, a current or previous client, has shared as a success story is something I'm always eager to share with others. In particular, if the prospective client is having a challenge that's similar to what a previous client has had and what they've experienced, the ability to say, you know what, to this prospective client, hey, I had a client here a couple of months ago and they had almost the exact same situation and here was their experience and here's what they had to say. That is such a much more powerful experience for the prospective guest to hear that. It's much easier for me. I'm not trying to convince them why I can do a good job. I just explained this is what someone else's experience has been. It's a lot easier to use testimonials in my view than it is trying to just continually sell yourself.
Absolutely, 100% agree. Question number four, what advice do you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Advice that I would give to those who are in the B2B industry is to always remember that you're working with professionals, but that you're also working with people that are dealing with real world problems, especially in our current situation with a pandemic going on. There is a lot of new kind of stress that people are dealing with, new kinds of challenges. And so you want to be professional, but also remember that you're dealing with people that have real lives at home. And it's a good idea to always be checking in on a regular, consistent basis to make sure that what's going on in their personal lives isn't creating too much of a stress for their work life and vice versa, and really open those lines of communication in what I would call far greater abundance than you ever have before. But that, especially in the current day and age, that's a piece of advice I would give to anybody working in the B2B space.
So would you say that's how you build an effective team?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's how you build any kind of a team, whether it's in a professional organization, even if it's in your home life. It could work within a marriage. It could work within a community if you're part of an HOA or any of those kinds of things. Any team is going to benefit, especially in a crisis situation, from an increase of what I refer to as professional communication, not just venting and complaining about the situation, but being productive.
Absolutely love it there. Question number five, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like the knowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I have been, as many people have, very, very privileged to work with a lot of really great leaders. And so it's always difficult to narrow down exactly how you would define that. I'm going to recognize a couple of folks. One is Brent Crabtree, who is the founder and CEO of a networking group called ConnectShare. And they are fantastic. They take networking to a whole new level. And he has shown me and helped me understand even better. And I thought I had a pretty good understanding before, but he has helped me to understand the power of networking in a different kind of way. It's not just connect up and see if you can do business. It's very, I use the phrase in my leadership development training of servant leadership, and his is servant networking. It's very much, what can I do to help you grow your business? What kind of connections can I help you make? And that is something that has been influential for me And he is somebody that I would recommend that you have on there on your podcast to help share that message with other people who are looking to network, especially in the B2B environment and space.
I don't think, it's been a while since I think Brent Kramshi was on a while ago. So you should probably get him back on there. So that works there. So now number six, Sean, most important question of the podcast. You got to focus on this one for the 700th time. Sean, tell me about your first time. Your first
time. The first sale, is that it?
Yep, first sale, you know, nothing else.
There is something when you, it's difficult to describe it sometimes because you have this wash of emotion is kind of how I described it. But when I first was able to secure that someone who was going to pay me, not just I'm going to give them a free trial or something like that, when they said, yeah, I'll do this with you, it is invigorating. It's a little bit intimidating because you've been spending all this time preparing to fulfill. And then all of a sudden you're going, oh, gee, now I actually have to do it. Yep. And so there's a little bit of hesitation. But for me, it's just realizing, hey, I know my stuff. I know what I'm doing. Let's just jump in there and have a great experience together. And that was for me when I worked with that first client. It was an executive that I did some executive coaching with, and it was a great experience. And it is something that it's if I'll forgive the phrasing, you always remember the first time.
You do.
And that was something that was exciting for me. It was invigorating. It made me want to go do it again. All of those kinds of things. But that was my first experience with that.
Perfect. Executive. Love it, Sean. You now got 2 minutes and 32 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or sense the best know when to be concise and when to end. We end early. Go.
Well, a freebie question there. Huh? Well, I know that for me, with working with teams, the three things that I would suggest that people keep in mind. Number one, to have a really effective and high performing team, you need to have great culture. You need to have great productivity, and you need to have a great leader that knows how to lead and how to pull out those elements out of the team members. Culture is a word that's being thrown around, but not a lot of people can define it. They don't know how to measure it, and therefore they don't know how to improve it. And I can certainly help do all three of those things in culture and in productivity, and certainly with the leadership as well, because that's the hub in working with teams. That leader has to know how to pull out the best of their team. Mm-hmm. And each member of the team, because there's a little bit of a difference between the two. There's a collective team and then there's individuals in the team.
Right.
And engagement needs to work at a high level on both. So feel free to reach out to me, Sean Richards, blueskybizconsulting.com. That's the website. And I would love to have a conversation with anyone. I offer a free brief 15-minute consultation to help answer any questions. I'd be more than happy. I'm on LinkedIn. Again, the company is Blue Sky Business Consulting.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having me.
I got a bonus question for you.
What's
that? How does it feel? I have a bonus question. How does it feel to have the honor of being the 700th episode?
Well, it is an honor because not only does it reflect well on you folks for having gone through 700 or at least 699 before me, but certainly it's the to some extent the luck of the draw just happened to be number 700. But I'll take it. It's great. I'm excited for you guys. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And actually, no, I chose you to be a 700th. It wasn't a luck of the draw thing. So there you go. You pulled it off.
I'm even more flattered. So thank you.
You're welcome. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
BlueskyBiz, BIZ, consulting.com.
In the description, it's magic. And for the 700th time, Sean, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you. And for everyone else watching and listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.